I'm Neil McKenzie of Satori Global, and I'm here with Stephen Burton of AppDynamics.
Hi.
And Stephen's going to tell us what AppDynamics does.
Yeah, sure. So AppDynamics is the new application performance management vendor for Java and .NET applications, specifically large SOA distributed applications, either on-premise or in the cloud. So customers like Netflix and Williams-Sonoma use AppDynamics to monitor their production applications so they can better manage the end-user experience and performance of their applications. So specifically for Microsoft and Windows Azure, we provide a full SaaS monitoring platform that's hosted in Windows Azure, so customers can easily manage the performance of their applications within the environment.
Okay. So what business need did Windows Azure fulfill for AppDynamics?
It's really about understanding the end user experience and the business transactions that are executed within Windows Azure. So if you look at the traditional way of monitoring applications, it's really about .NET and server metrics giving you a systems monitoring view of the world. We're slightly different in that we look at the business transactions and live systems, and we allow our customers to monitor the quality service of those transactions. So if you think about a typical application in Windows Azure, it spans across multiple web services, Azure services like SQL Azure, Service Bus, as well as multiple roles like web, worker, and virtual roles. So it's really about helping customers monitor and then troubleshoot when performance or slowdowns occur within the application. And then finally, about auto-scaling. So using the elastic capability of Windows Azure, being able to dynamically provision more Azure resource when you need it based on a business transaction perspective.
So why did you choose Windows Azure?
We see Windows Azure really as the choice of the platform for enterprises in the next 18 months, moving their on-premise applications into the cloud, kind of getting familiar with the agility and the cost benefits of the cloud. Really, and as those applications obviously move there, they're going to be more distributed, heterogeneous, both Java and .NET, and that's really the sweet spot for what AppDynamics provides. Also, the opportunity to partnership with Microsoft is really exciting, getting access to the Azure community. We launched the .NET product about 18 months ago for our free .NET kind of traditional product, and now we have obviously the SaaS platform available for those customers as well. And also, Microsoft was really engaged and interested in the product we had. They felt it was something unique, and that was very exciting for us as a vendor.
So what does Satori Global do for AppDynamics?
Satori Global really provided the in-depth training around Windows Azure. We were obviously .NET experts in monitoring applications, but Windows Azure and the infrastructure was slightly different in how we could hook in our agents, monitor the environments, get familiar, and really optimize our solution for the Azure platform. The technical expertise you brought to the table and the support made it very easy for us to migrate our SaaS platform into the Windows Azure compute platform. And also embed within the marketplace as well. So how can users get up and running with AppDynamics and Windows Azure at the click of a button?
And how's Windows Azure working for you now?
It's great. As I mentioned, we have a copy of our SaaS management platform now, which is hosted in Windows Azure. That whole kind of replication process just took two weeks, which is pretty unheard of. And the application we've got, it is obviously distributed. It's got a database. So we're very kind of happy about the way things are going. Already we've had several hundred trials on the Windows Azure platform of AppDynamics, so we're getting good adoption there, and really just waiting for more and more customers to migrate to Windows Azure.
So finally, how do we start using your application?
It's really easy. You can go to appdynamics.com/Azure, and through easy steps you can download our agents, install them on your application. Once that's done, you can see AppDynamics will automatically discover and map your application, showing you the Windows Azure services that the application touches. You can see the response times. You can see we can dynamically map the web roles, the worker roles, the service buses, SQL Azure as well, so any of the services that are part of your application. We can then automatically discover and monitor the business transactions. What are real end users doing on the live production environment? You can monitor the service levels, the response time, the throughput, and the errors. From that, you can then look at the flows of the business transactions, so you can understand where the latency is spent across each of the Azure services in the application. So you can see this example, 16 milliseconds was spent on the front end. There was then a call to a messaging the service bus in Azure, And you can see 203 milliseconds was spent on low value orders with then finally a database call to SQL Azure. The users can then drill down in any of the .NET services and you can see the code execution of what the transaction was doing in the respective tier. So you can look at the latency breakdown of all of the classes and methods invoked by a transaction, and you can pinpoint issues in a matter of seconds.
So, looks good. Thanks, Stephen, for talking to us today and telling us what AppDynamics does.
Thank you for your time.